X-ray, W1IMX.
W1ILX. Man, you're really making the trip from up north, man. You're doing great.
Hey, we live in Townville.
You're in Townville, you're still making the trip pretty good. That's good. Steve on this end, who we got?
Yeah, the call is Whiskey 1 India Mike X-ray. Name is Doc, Delta Oscar Charlie. We're going to head into Anderson, take care of a few errands. So sitting on 85, headed that way.
Got the descriptive term right, sitting. Hopefully the traffic's not too bad like up here in our malfunction junction.
I think we're talking about the same place. The only place I ever heard referred to as Malfunction Junction was up in Knoxville, and that's a good ways from here.
Every large interstate cluster has a Malfunction Junction. Ours is 385, 85, and Woodruff Road. And in Charlotte, it's up at 77 and up in that area around Independence. And Atlanta, that's self-explanatory. 285, 85, 70, 75.
Well, for one time or another, we just moved down here from the Washington, D.C. area in August. And we're living in Northern Virginia, about 20 miles out. And yeah, you can get where you gotta go. It just depends on how much time you have.
Inside the diamond or the square or outside?
Anyway, we lived in Herndon Airport.
Okay. So you were kinda northwest?
Yeah. More west than northwest, but yeah, on a good day, non-rush hour, we can get into D.C. in 20, 25 minutes. Rush hour, forget it.
You know what you mean. I had to work up there for a while, and I'll tell you what, it was somewhere that I just learned to try to avoid altogether, just like Atlanta. I tell you what, it's just too many ants on the anthill for me. And right now, I live out north of Inman, just south of Highway 11, up near the North Carolina line.
I know pretty much where that's at. The only time I've been on 11 here recently is when I made a wrong turn. But, we're out. I think we're about 5 miles north of the Georgia line where we're at. And, the trouble is, in order to get to a main highway, it's 5 miles, so it's a 10-mile round trip to go anywhere. And, of course, up in Washington, if we were within a mile of just about anything there was to do.
It is a big trade-off, but when I moved into my house in 17, the road out in front of my house is kind of a busy road, and at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, during rush hour, we would have almost 2 cars a minute going by. So that's my idea of a traffic jam.
Tell me about it. We're living, there are 3 houses on the street we're on, and we can see one of them. And we got rid of a quarter acre lot up in Washington and traded it for an 8-acre backyard.
Is 8 acres?
Commute.
Yeah, that's what I'm sitting on on total is about 8 acres. And I've got about an acre and a half behind me, and the rest is all front yard. And my driveway is 1,600 feet out to the road. So I could sit on my front porch in my birthday suit and nobody'd ever know or care.
That's where we finally built. We've had the property since 1979, a little over 11 acres. And we put a mobile home on a property about 8 years ago, so we'd have a crash pad when we come down here. My wife is from Anderson, and I've been coming down here for over 50 years now. So it's not like we moved in cold. I've got a lot of friends, and my wife's still got some family down here. And it was just time to get out of Dodge. I mean, just the rat race is just getting to be too much.
Question is, do you like it?
How quiet is fantastic. The silence is deafening.
So you traded the rat race for a peaceful life. Basically what I did. Now, I tell you what, I wouldn't take where I'm at. That's my little piece of paradise.
Yeah, well, we had talked about it. I got a son that's mildly handicapped, and he had a decent job up in Washington. And unfortunately, social services in South Carolina is a joke.
Pretty much it has to do with concentration of population.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, neighborhood. Oh, hey, Rusty. How you doing?
I was doing fine until I heard you on my radio, and it messed up the radio wave. Good morning to you and Doc both. W2T, go ahead, Steve.
Rusty there, Doc. He is our resident fix-it man.
Pleasure. Over the last 5 or 6 years, all the repeaters in Washington pretty much dried up, and it seems like it's pretty much the same way down here.
Check out Repeater Book, and I think you'll find that there's quite a few around you. There's one there in Anderson. There's one up at, well, I don't know about that one now. Rusty, is there still one over at Walhalla?
Yeah, they've got one over there. It's not quite as active as some of the others, but there's also the 519 machine, which is up on the mountain, the other mountain up there. So there's about six around here that are pretty active, and you know, a lot of folks get on them, and they do a lot of, like this one. They've got a lot of, some of them got a lot more coverage than others, but you know, this is the most active one, and there's a lot of people on and off of it all day long, sometimes more than others, but depends on how many of us are out on the go and doing things. And that's what I'm trying to do. They had to go buy a new computer keyboard. One I had, battery leaked in it and ate up and corroded all of the connections. So a little too small for me to try to get in there and fix the wire. So I figured keyboards aren't that expensive, so I'd just go get me another. And, you know, and it's good to hear somebody new on the area. Go ahead, Doc.
I just reached my destination, so I'm going to have to back out and leave you gentlemen to carry on. But, yeah, like I said, it's a 10-mile trip, round trip, to get to a main highway from where we're at. So we're on the road a lot more than I care to be right now, but there's nothing you can do about that. I'd much rather have the peace and quiet, no traffic.
Like I said, the trade-off for me was well worth it. So, but listen, Doc, don't leave me alone with Rusty.
I'll be here for a couple minutes. I should be checking back in a few. Have a good morning, W1IMX Mobile.
Take it easy, Doc. 73. I think I can handle it for a couple minutes. You go back in.
And I'm like you. I don't not having to get out there and fight the rat race every day. I get out and go when I need to, and when I don't need to, I stay home. And all as I did several days last week, I didn't have anywhere I needed to be, so I just stayed home. Did things around the house, played radio, and a few other things got done. And picked up some parts at Lowe's so I can get a few things caught up on some honeydews I need to do of my own. You know, I tell myself, honey, do this, you know, that's the way I do it. Go ahead, Steve.
Just in case we doubled there, Doc, you have a good day. Come on back in there when you get a chance. Well, Rusty, I am headed for my high school lunch.
A noisy truck go by.
I'm headed out to my my high school lunch.
Well, it sounds like you're meeting up with Phil and a bunch of those guys or somebody like that, so anyway, that's good to do. Like I said, I went to Lowe's this morning and then waited for Best Buy to finally open up, since they don't open till 11 now. And now I'm going to go do a little bit of grocery shopping and then back to the house and got some computer work for different groups I'm part of and, you know, secretary duties for the two groups and get caught up on that. Oh, work on my event that's coming up in April and things like that, Steve.
Good. Well, sounds like I'll have more fun than you will because I'm going to go stuff my face.
I'll probably go late for lunch today. I'll probably just fix me a baked potato and have that for lunch today. Unless I pick up some chicken wings down here at the Publix, because their chicken wings are good. Of course, I might have a few chicken wings and a baked potato, too. So, just something like that, and it'll be enough for me. And so where are y'all meeting today?
Barbecue on Pelham and 14th.
Come to that one. And all I've heard, I think I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever been there.
Good stuff.
That's good. So how's everything going with the house you were working on and all that other stuff? Did you get all that ever done?
The house is gone, gone, gone. And got the kids into their new house. They're done, done, done. And now I can sit back and start concentrating on my man cave, working on my trains. And Dave and I went out flying this morning. And, you know, hey, things are going to start settling down so that Mama can work me to death trying to get her a garden in the ground.
And we're starting to get some a little bit warmer weather. Like it's supposed to be in the mid to upper 60s today, which will be nice. And I may grab my chainsaw and go cut down a couple of small trees that I need to get out. I've trimmed them back. Now I need to get in there and cut the trees down and let them lay on the ground. And fill in some more of the hole back there on the back side of my property. And do that. That way I just keep filling it up with trees and I don't have to give me a lot of dirt to bring a lot of fill dirt in, but I am going to have to in the next month or so here. Bring in a couple of truckloads of fill dirt and fill it up.
I'll be right back.
22 T-Mobile.
2-2-0-4, NUB. Interesting. How are you, sir?
I'm in there, but you're real noisy right now.
CBA, K and 4, VWA. CBA, K and 4, VWA.